This week marked the 125th anniversary of the birth of one of baseball's greatest hitters, Shoeless Joe Jackson. He was a rare talent, but Jackson's name is remembered primarily for his role in the 1919 Black Sox scandal and for his subsequent banishment from baseball. If one aspiring ball player has his way, that will soon change. Whitney Jones reports.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Dorrin Park.
It's a warm July evening, and the born Braves of the Cape Cod Baseball League are playing the Falmouth Commodores. Bourne's catcher, a 6'1", 200-pound sophomore, armed with shin guards, a helmet, and sunglasses, steps out of the dugout and onto the field. When his name is announced, it sends a ripple through the crowd.
Number 21, Joe Jackson.
People, they'll look at the roster, and then they see Joe Jackson, and they're just like, oh, that's pretty funny, that's a good name or whatever, and then kids on the team, they're like, hey, Shoeless, and they're just joking around. And you tell them for real that you're related to them, and they're like, shut up. you're not. I was like, no, I really am.
This Joe Jackson happens to be the great-great-great-nephew of Shoeless Joe. And right now, this Joe Jackson is among the best college baseball players in the country. He's usually found behind the plate, catching for the Citadel. But this summer, he's here in the Cape Cod Baseball League, chasing his dream of one day playing in the major leagues, and of restoring the name Joe Jackson to baseball's good graces. The dream started back in Greenville, South Carolina.
I played for the Marlins, and I mean, obviously it's T-ball, so it's not like you're going to win or lose, really, but I was so excited to get out there on the field and wear my uniform, and I always loved baseball after that.
Shoeless Joe also grew up in Greenville. He started playing for the Brandon Mill baseball team, where he worked, when he was only 13. Some of the similarities between the two are striking. At Joe's parents' house, there are side-by-side photos of the two Joes. They look almost identical.
Everything is exactly the same except for our hands. His hands were a little lower than mine. Our load is the same, our weight distribution, how I stride with my foot, things like that. Everything's exactly the same except for the hands, and it's kind of eerie to look at.
There are, of course, differences. Shoeless Joe played left field while Joe is a catcher. Joe is currently in college, and Shoeless Joe is illiterate. And then there's the scandal, which cost Shoeless Joe his career.
Shoeless Joe was banned from baseball in 1920, I believe, for throwing the 1919 World Series. He was acquitted in the court of law and was still banned from the game by the commissioner. I believe he had a few assists from the outfield, hit the series only home run, and had the highest batting average in the series and still got banned. So take it for what it's worth, but I don't think he did it.
The grand jury did clear the players of any criminal wrongdoing, because at that time it wasn't illegal to purposely lose baseball games. But the baseball commissioner, he wasn't quite so lenient. He banned Shoeless Joe and his 7 teammates for life. Shoeless Joe said that he never threw a baseball game, and his stats from that series seemed to back him up on this. But he still took the $5,000 that he was offered. So for more than 90 years, the questions have persisted. Was Shoeless Joe involved in the fix? Did he participate in throwing the World Series? In the Jackson family, the answers are clear.
One other thing he told the family for sure is that he didn't do it. Usually, you don't lie to family, especially in my family. So I believe he's innocent, and it's pretty much a story.
Shoeless Joe Jackson went back to Greenville, South Carolina, where generations of Jacksons have lived and played baseball.
I mean, he was such a big part of baseball, and for good and bad reasons. Back then, it was the pastime, and he was a really good player, and people still remember it to this day, and it's just neat to be, like, related to somebody like that, even if I didn't know him.
Shoeless Joe is a part of the family, and Joe is proud of where he comes from. But once he's on the field, he doesn't really think about it.
I don't really feel that much pressure or anything. I just go out and play. But I just want to be a good player myself, maybe restore the family name one day in Major League Baseball.
I asked Joe what exactly it would take to restore that name.
Just to be a good person all around, having a good name for myself throughout my career, on and off the field.
Now batting for the Braves, the catcher, Joe Jackson from the Citadel.
In the bottom of the second inning, Joe Jackson steps up to the plate. He doubles as the Major League scouts look on. Like everyone else in the Cape Cod League, Joe Jackson is trying to make a name for himself. But unlike the other players, Joe Jackson's name is already a part of baseball history. For Only a Game, I'm Whitney Jones. Goodbye, Joe.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Philip Kisubika. We had help this week from Russell Wells at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view photos of the Joe Jackson who goes shoeless only after games, visit onlyagame.org. You could find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. This week, I went fishing for a final word when I was chatting with veteran columnist and TV sports guy Bob Ryan. I asked him which sports he'd continue to follow after he retires this summer.
It won't be a fishing tournament, I'll tell you that.
Went fishing, a fishing tournament. See, it's funny because... let's throw it back. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. And the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. This is NPR.